Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says Lilo and Stitch benefits from the human touch.
Lilo and Stitch is a Disney film, but it has a subversive sense of humor that's definitely not corporate. Its hand-drawn characters, its use of watercolor backgrounds, and its wacky tone recall a time when cartoons were cinema's most idiosyncratic form, instead of one of its most predictable.
Oh, you and you and you and you, the king in the palace and the princess, the turtle in the water and the lion in the zoo, how do you?
The individuality that marks Lilo and Stitch is likely due to an unusual agreement that gave writer-directors Chris Sanders and Dean DeBlois control of their script. So what we see is a lot closer to the anarchic spirit of their original concept than is usually the case at a major studio.
All of our dogs are adoptable.
Except that one!
What is that thing?
A dog, I think. But it was dead this morning.
It was dead this morning?
When we thought it was dead, it was hit by a truck.
I like him. Come here, boy.
The filmmakers are Disney veterans who came up with the idea of two characters who are scruffy, unpleasant outcasts. Stitch is a refugee from another planet, a mutant monster interested in destroying everything he touches. He lands on the Hawaiian island of Kauai, the home of a little girl named Lilo, who is brattiness personified.
I hit Myrtle Edmonds today.
You hit her?
Before I bit her.
You bit her.
We don't like these characters in the beginning, but Sanders and DeBlois craft a story that helps us understand how Lilo and Stitch became so disagreeable and how they're able to change over the course of the film to the point where we do like them. Stitch, disguised as a dog, is rescued from the pound by Lilo. She's so happy to have a friend, she overlooks such destructive proclivities as turning her toys into a facsimile of San Francisco and stomping them to bits a la Godzilla, or eating her dessert and throwing it back up intact.
Hey! Ew!
Parents, be prepared to do a lot of explaining. Lilo and Stitch is full of the kind of darkly funny touches not usually associated with films on Disney's animation schedule. There's the side of Stitch, so frustrated at not having enough evil to do that he swallows his own feet. And there's the notion that aliens view our planet as a protected wildlife preserve for the mosquito, with humans useful only as part of that insect's food chain. Viewers also should be prepared for a happy ending, this one based on the Hawaiian notion of ohana, or family, meaning nobody gets left behind or forgotten. This is a Disney film, after all. But Lilo and Stitch is too unhinged for this good feeling to seem tacked on. After all, any film which uses Elvis Presley as a role model can't be all bad.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.